The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I saw a pale horse,
a beast.
We're told in the Book of Revelation.
This is not a human child.
Is that an angel?
Satan. Armageddon is almost upon us.
Order the use of nuclear weapons.
The world is a fine place and worth fighting for.
From one end of the world.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. This is PID Radio.
While maple leaves are falling in the heartland of America, I am Derek Gilbert. This is PID Radio for October 25th of 2010. Welcome. Thanks for inviting us inside your radio, MP3 player, computer, or wherever we happen to be at the moment. A special edition of PID Radio tonight as we introduce you to some new friends we've made. Sharon is here. She's just on the other side of the bunker at the moment. That's right. She's here, and Sam is, of course, keeping an eye on the whole proceedings, on all the proceedings here, as always. Yeah, so we are like to introduce you to a couple that I met first in April in Nashville, Tennessee at the Last Days Conference. And we've referred to them a number of times on PID Radio and A View from the Bunker since then. This is both halves of the couple. We often refer to Sam and Charlotte as the sort of semi-official moderator of the VFTB chat room on Friday nights. And we met them again and had the opportunity for Sharon to meet this wonderful couple in Canton, Ohio at the Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference. They're videographers. They are researchers after the truth. And they have just come from Nashville again, where they had the blessing to spend 3 days with L.A. Marzulli as he presented his research on politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. It is our honor to welcome into the bunker Sam and Alice Miller of Pathways Media Services. Is that the correct title for the project here? Or we'll...
It's a tongue twister. I don't know why I came up with this. It's Pathways Media Productions.
Well, that's easy enough. PMP. So
PMP.
And Alice, welcome as well.
Hi.
Alice, if you were in Nashville at the Last Days Conference, you might remember that Alice was the first one up to ask a question in the question and answer session. And was very organized. You took very thorough notes there. And I come to find out, and Sam, of course, if you were there, you remember he was the gentleman who stood up and made the wonderfully insightful comment about this community in which we find ourselves is essentially the 21st century version of Christians in the catacombs. You know, maybe not in the same sense as the Christians in the catacombs in the first century, hiding from actual physical danger, but in the sense that we're finding ways to get together through the internet, to communicate ideas that were not in concepts that are not being shared through our normal meeting places in our churches, sadly. Mm-hmm. So anyway, welcome. A little background on you, Sam and Alice. I understand you've been kind of following this path of research, the whole divine council, Genesis 6, Nephilim, fallen angel, UFO conspiracy paradigm just for the last couple of years.
In the words of the title of the conference I just came from, say what?
that was L.A. Marzulli's conference.
Exactly.
Okay. Say
yeah.
What? That's well titled, well named.
At Anchor Fellowship Church in Third Avenue in Nashville, over 150 years old. Slaves mm-hmm. were actually worshiping in the balcony of the church at one time. Mm-hmm. It was.
So pre-Civil War. So they
exactly.
had some history during that church in the Civil War, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Leading back to the rabbit trail I came off of is...
how did you get started down this path? Why aren't you just
okay,
a nice,
yeah.
normal, suburban couple just living your lives watching Fox News and believing everything Bill O'Reilly says?
All I can do is also quote, I'll quote Laurel and Hardy. I'll say, Alice, this is another fun mess you've got me into. and literally, as the wheels were coming off the social, the economic, and the political wagon, about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. in all of our lives, and it's coffee clutches, the water cooler, all those things. We're running into people saying, "What's going on?" And I I'm grateful to Alice that she was willing to search. And thank goodness we live in the electronic age. Mm-hmm. We live in Charlotte, North Carolina. We don't subscribe to local newspapers. We were getting the Business Journal once a week. But so Alice started the search. And it was the money trail.
Mm-hmm.
Her background in coming out of college and actually working through college was a money manager,
right?
And she managed multi millions of dollars on a weekly basis for almost the largest pharmaceutical company today.
Wow!
And it's through that management experience, her project management experience, she always had an inquisitive mind, and that started the search. And I'm difficult at paraphrasing all the things she went to, but she'd find these things and she'd say, there's a guy by the name of Alex Jones. And then she'd mm-hmm. expose me to Alex Jones and say what? you know, how did this come about? I was very skeptical. And then that led to a path of hearing names such as Steve Quayle because mm-hmm. of their close association. And started to listening to, well, this is a conspiracy, and there's a lot of other things going on. And then there's words like Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Illumination what? You know, and then I started to hear gentlemen's names such as Tom Horn.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go down through the list here. L.A. Marzulli. Russ Dizdar,
right.
Definitely Russ Dizdar, and Come to Learn, Shatter the Darkness, you know, the Black Awakening. And the more I started to learn, the more questions I had. And then we would find ourselves on road trips using the BlackBerry and its data accessibility to actually listen to Alex Jones shows live in the afternoon when we were traveling north to see relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into downloading the podcast. And it wasn't until April that we went to our first Fringe Christian Prophecy Conference. and that was in April in Nashville. And we sat next to a regular on your show by the name of David Southern, a regular listener in a chat room. And my 87-year-old mother was with us at the time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank goodness, Mom. And we got to know David, fellowshipped with him, had dinners afterward and things. And he gave you guys a wonderful endorsement. And you were this moderator I'd never heard of before. And then we started to listen to PID Radio. And we had heard Tom Horn talk about the chat room when he was broadcasting, but didn't know what it was about. I mean, we're both very computer literate, but we hadn't gone into the realm of podcasting and trying to understand what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
We would do downloads on FutureQuake. Oh, yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah,
you know, Michael Bennett. And these became resources so that by the end of the last evening of Nashville, and I was pacing the floor, should I say something or should I not? And I'm usually never at a loss for words, but I, in respect for what was going on and the knowledge and the people that had been in waves ahead of us in search, and to come and understand these names and concepts as daily aspects of their lives, and this was new to me, more experience with Alice because she was feeding me. I sensed what it was all about. And I guess the Holy Spirit said, this is really like the end times catacombs from a church perspective, because both of us have come from organized services. I hate to use the word organized religion. I despise the word religion because we try to live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been searching for food and Christian feed in our lives. And this is what I told the gentleman that night. Guy Malone was there. Joe Jordan, L.A. Marzulli.
Yeah, Chris White.
Chris White.
Mike Tater.
Yeah, and all new names, some new names to us, and we came to respect all of them. And I said, you have become our church. Please continue to go the course, go the distance. More people need to hear what you have learned and what you will reveal even further down the road, because the word's not getting out. And for some reason it stuck, and you started quoted me, and I was humbled.
Well, it resonated with me because it makes sense. You know, this is a journey that we've been on for a little while. We've been doing the podcast going on 5.5 years, and I think both of us, Sharon and I, probably have a little bit of a more of a conspiratorial bent, but it was a very similar process in that we discovered first one and then another and then another, and then through exposure to Mike Heiser and Peter Goodgame and some of the other prophecy writers that we've talked with, like David W. Lowe, that for me anyway, not having been raised on studying prophecy as Sharon was a real eye-opening and broadening experience. Stumbled onto the whole Genesis 6 paradigm through a book by Chuck Missler, which was followed by Nephilim, the first book of the Nephilim trilogy by L.A. Marzulli.
And can you believe he wrote that in 1999, the first book?
Right. And the only one that was in the local branch of the St. Louis County Public Library to us, so with Nephilim in the title or anyway. So and now to have actually met him and shared a podium with him in Nashville was really quite an honor. So I totally get what you're saying, this because many of the same things that you've experienced, I think we've experienced as well. But just to hear it in your own words, how aware were you of any of this? I don't know if we can give it a paradigm or milieu or whatever.
Can you see this on radio? It's the big goose egg.
Zero.
And you too, Alice, right?
So this all just came out as a result of
her investigation,
beginning to research into what was going on with the stock market in 2008.
Exactly.
Okay. Things that looked fishy, and that led to all. So what was the moment, Sam, if there was one, where Alice had finally presented enough information to you where you said, oh, this really makes sense.
It probably happened before this because I was excited to go to Nashville and for the April conference. But being there, and I think Russ Dizdar talked a couple different times. I know L.A. Marzulli did. And reinforcement from a broad spectrum. It wasn't a narrow spectrum when you'd start to bring in the MUFON, UFO. Ufology, for lack of better words, and then the abductee experiences related not only by Guy Malone, but there were other people that were there that had actually witnessed that. It started to become a reality, and one that we wouldn't take lightly, and it broadened our respect for a diverse field of Christian followers. These were not all one age. They didn't wear white shirts and ties, but brought the Holy Spirit. They brought a desire to know the Lord better, and that core in itself even pales all these other revelations, which are just as important, because these were true spirit-filled Christians. And one thing I want to say, too, because you mentioned Alice and I have a business, and we've been blessed to be able to work in that business at different times together, whether she is helping set up equipment, running a second camera, sitting by my side as I'm editing and giving me excellent suggestions on composition, because that's how our mind works, and it's good to feed how she reacts to my creating an emotional experience and a moving experience with video and sound, that we look at you and your witness with Sharon that you're doing this together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you bring different skill sets and complementary skill sets and overlapping skill sets to the table. And we're thinking, wow, how do they pack all this into the day?
Lots of 8 o'clock coffee.
And I think, you know, after we got to know what the bunker was, and now, you know, he's not my namesake, but he's in a good home.
That's right.
Sam T.
That's
I guess right. We're Sam squared now, as Sharon once said.
Yes.
We're just so inspired by yourselves and many others that are doing this. They're full-time and they're working full-time. And like L.A. Marzulli and Russ mm-hmm. Dizdar's always been in a mission work, but L.A. made the jump.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason is to share it. And so we've asked ourselves, what can we do, Lord? Once we know we have a lot more to learn. And we learn every day because it's a changing experience. It's a growing experience, and it's a changing knowledge base of what the Bible is revealing
mm-hmm.
as we meet more and more people.
Which is not to say that the Bible is saying something different now than it did 2,000 years ago.
Exactly.
It's just that the world and perhaps the designs of the enemy are speeding up as we get toward that end game. And it may be that in these times, and Patrick Heron has made this comment, that things perhaps are being revealed to students of prophecy who aren't going beyond the bounds of Scripture, but they're seeing things in there that weren't seen before. With his theory that you know the New Jerusalem will not be, you know, based on the description in Revelation, a big cube, but mm-hmm. rather a pyramid, which fits with the description of Scripture, but nobody, as far as I know, had pointed that out before. The new theories of the timeline, whether it's, you know, pre-wrath or pre-tribulation or, you know, variations thereof, which, again, are adding some new dimensions to how we look at what is to come. You're right. The knowledge base is changing. You know, Scripture is as it always was, but it's perhaps the Holy Spirit now is working in his people to maybe show us some new things that we had not seen before.
Exactly.
It is very much like the experience of the character John Nada from the film They Live, which I don't know if you've ever seen that. And we've referenced it before. It was kind of a low-budget John Carpenter thing, starred a pro wrestler by the name of Roddy Piper. But
I know Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper, right. His character finds these sunglasses that when you put them on, filters the light in such a way as that you can see through the disguises of the enemy, and they look horrific.
Oh, wow.
They pass as normal people to the uninitiated, those without the glasses, but once you see it, obviously nothing ever looks the same again. You can't take the glasses off, and even if you do, you can't take the memories out of your head. And I want to talk about your ministry and your support mm-hmm. that you offer in just a bit, because that, I think, is really going to be key going forward to getting this information out into the church, the invisible church.
Thank you.
But what has been the most surprising thing that you've learned over these last couple of years, and maybe the most disturbing thing that you've learned over the last couple of years?
And I don't have the words correct, but I would say, you know, really understanding or developing an awareness of what we feel and others think as well as Genesis 6:6 is about.
Mm-hmm.
And that the devil is willing to go, we felt he was willing to go to anything to pull us to hell with him, that we would burn and lose our souls
mm-hmm.
and not live in eternity with Jesus and God. And that was to the point where he would pollute the human DNA to the point, and many points, and like Marzulli says, LA, I can call you Marzulli. I like the Italiano. It's point counterpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming out with a new book along those lines. But he really focused on that throughout the whole, he wove that theme throughout the 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite true. But the good news is that God knows the end game. The devil doesn't know what God is going to do next. And hallelujah for that.
Yeah.
So that was, I think, really... What else, Alice? Do you have anything to add?
Well...
Stand closer, huh?
One thing I would like to add is what really came upon my heart is in Revelations about the great deception. And I thought to myself, great deception, that even the elect will be deceived. And I'm saying to myself, oh my goodness, how can that happen? How can we be deceived? What could it be that could possibly deceive us? And when I was thinking about this, the only way you can not be deceived is if you have knowledge. And you're walking the Lord's path and you obtain knowledge. And once you obtain knowledge, it might happen today, it might happen 2 years, 4 years, but there might be dots connected that will not have you be deceived. And that's what that is why I became so interested and wanted to follow. And I, even though the information may sound like it's on the fringe, but it's knowledge, and you just take it in. You don't need to believe all of it, but you've been exposed to it, but you don't know how it will be connected in your lifetime. And that was basically what drove me.
It's like the Lord, and I almost think that the Lord grieved when he shared this with the prophet Hosea 2,500 years ago, 3,500 years ago, 2,500 years ago. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And he, if you read the book, the Old Testament book of Hosea is really kind of eye-opening when you look at it. It's essentially a condemnation of the priests who were supposed to, the rabbis who were supposed to teach the people, and they weren't. They had fallen down on their responsibilities. And the Lord said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And sadly, we see that in our seeker-friendly, entertainment-driven churches of today, the mega churches that are bringing people in because they put on a great show. They're leaving people unprepared for the truth, for the enemy's deception. Let's put it that way. They're leaving them unprepared by not providing the truth. And Alice, I agree with you. That really is what drives us to do this. And I think what is leading you to do what you do. Now, to talk about Pathways Media Productions.
Okay.
And this is a relatively new development, and now people can already see your handiwork online. The Tom Horn presentation from Canton, Ohio is available at YouTube in high def. And this is the work of Sam and Alice Miller.
We're humbled, first of all, to have read a number of Tom's books. The Stargate is one of them, and then the most recent one, Apollyon Rising.
Oof.
And we're waiting soon. This coming month, he releases this new one.
It's already back from the printers, I understand.
It is.
Yes.
On transhumanism.
Yes. Forbidden Gates.
Forbidden Gates, exactly. And, you know, we're humbled to have served like this. Fortunately, Tom Dunn befriended us at the first national conference. We stayed in contact with him. And I called him as soon as we heard there was going to be a Nashville conference. As soon as we got wind, I said, Tom, we would love to offer our services to do the videotaping for this event.
Oh, the one in Canton now, you mean?
The one in Canton,
right.
Ohio.
Yeah.
And when he said yes, I couldn't believe it. And I said, wow, Lord. I said, we've been praying for a way to serve, praying that we would be worthy of furthering the message that people like you and Sharon and all these other names we've mentioned are watchers, are studiers, and we're trying to get the word out. And we know that video is powerful. We have a with them, what's in it for us, and what's in it for us beyond sharing this with other people is sharing this with other people so they will give us feedback and help vet the big political vetting word of the last two years, vet this information. Be the Bereans, as Dave Hunt says,
right.
The Berean
right.
call.
Right.
Well, we had a chance to see him. That was the first conference we went to, and that was in October a year ago. And here is a stalwart. At age 55, he retired as a CPA in accounting business and started a ministry. And to this day, I don't know his current health condition, but a year ago, he had to be helped to the stage that he was on. He sat in a special chair, and talked in a soft voice, a strong message. Mm-hmm. And that was inspiring to us also. And there wasn't a lot of the discussion at that conference. It was a very conservative conference. We had a chance to meet Joseph Chambers. Joseph Chambers lived in our backyard. We didn't know it. Alice found out about Joseph Chambers through being interviewed by Tom Horn, Michael Bennett,
Dr. Future.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's a Pentecostal minister. He's had challenging times within his own denomination.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did not give up his faith in the Lord. We heard about that. We rode over to his church on a Saturday night, and there's a man walking out in the parking lot. He had four or five books in his hand, and it's Joseph Chambers. And we rolled down the window and started to tell him how we found him. And then he says, hey, would you like to come to a prophecy conference tomorrow night in Myrtle Beach, California? And we were there.
Wow.
We were there, and that was the first time. And it's just been revelation-filled moments that are personal to us, that why we are sitting here in the bunker.
Yes. Because, you know, Shelbyville, Indiana is not exactly...
Yeah, Chris.
Well, yeah, we didn't even mention that. Exactly. Shelbyville, Indianapolis is not exactly a direct line between Nashville and Charlotte. It's sort of out of the way. But God love them. They came up here and they called me while on the way and say, hey, or texted.
Texting because
yes, didn't want to tip Sharon off that this was coming. Where's the closest Krispy Kreme between you? Well, it just happened. It was in Clarksville, Indiana, which is just this side of Louisville, just this north of the Ohio River. They just happened to be in Louisville as this was going on. So they pulled off. I get a phone call. Hi, this is Krispy Kreme. May we speak with Sharon Gilbert, please? A long-distance call from the Krispy Kreme in Clarksville, Indiana, to make sure that they got Sharon's order correct for the cream-filled chocolate-iced donuts. So, God love you. You're welcome anytime.
But, you know, beware of men bearing gifts.
Geeks bearing gifts, yes. It is a real blessing to have you guys here. And, you know, we're picking their brains just as, you know, we're sharing and fellowshipping.
We have to pinch ourselves because of what you're picking. But kind of coming back from my rabbit trail, and I get off on a lot of them. But I don't feel bad saying that because I think that was one of the most used phrases that L.A. Marzulli used in the last 3 days.
Yeah.
That we felt moved to share this business that had grown. 5 years ago, we went into this full time. And I know he'll be listening. There's a fellow by the name of Tony that lives in Fort Wacky, Indiana, mm-hmm. as he calls it. And he has stood by me through past divorces, through questionable behavior, even though I said I was a Christian. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here right now as well.
Hmm.
Because he gave me an opportunity to come work in Charlotte. My wife and I were engaged 500 miles apart. And I was able to move from Pennsylvania to Charlotte, 400 miles. And I said, honey, will you move 100 if I move 400?
Hmm.
And that started 2 weeks later, less than 2 weeks of being at the same company working for Tony. They needed somebody to do video work. The person they contracted with locally, the results weren't there. And they said, hey, can you put a 5 or 10 minute deal together about our company for the family weekend? 1,000 people will see. I said, sure. When do you need it? They said 72 hours.
Hmm.
So that started reactivating the cottage industry, the hobby,
mm-hmm.
the passion. And we went and took classes in
local community college.
Local community college. Took a year's night's classes there together, did that, and did a number of things. And those things were very meaningful, and we felt we helped small companies and corporations to make a difference. But this is hence a chance to really make a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And to help people get the word out that we have fed upon and still continue to feed upon. The best thing that we could have ever happened was this morning. Ken, I'm not going to say your last name, but I'm sure you're regulars of listeners to PID Radio. You made our day. for this ministry. The first email we got back, since listing all the audio to the Canton Conference that people can listen to and download MP3s, we also have Russ Dizdar's first presentation up and a link through to Tom Horn's. That Ken, by you saying that I could not afford to come to the conference, I've lost my job, I couldn't afford a DVD, and that to have this available, to us, that makes everything worthwhile. It gives us the courage and the stamina to continue going down this path, a path that we want to share God's word in this digital media stage, that people can come closer as we are become closer and closer, because we feed on this a lot. I know I heard you say on your show many times that you're listening to your MP3s a lot, you know, and you're feeding yourself. So that's why we're doing this. That's why, with Sharon's help, she's designed a new logo. The website came up within 48 hours. It's still parts of it under construction, and Sharon's going to give us a new look. It's always evolving and emerging, but if you go to one of the pages under construction, I got an actual grader and a bulldozer say, pardon our mess, and it's a video. This is under construction. So it's thanks to folks that want to do this that we can express our love for the Lord in a way that channels our passion for Him and for folks like yourself that are in this ministry.
Well, we definitely appreciate it and deeply appreciate it. What is the website so people can check it out?
Again, the website is www. Oh, boy, now I'm tongue-tied here.
It'll be in the show notes.
It's www. What is it, Alice? I'm terrible at this. It begins with a P. Pathways.
Yes.
Forgive me, listeners. www.pathwaysmedia.com.
And Krispy Kreme.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and there's links to Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I see. And there's a sample of the audio from the introductory video there.
Right.
Pathwaysmediaproductions.com. And again, I'll put a link to that in the show notes at pidradio.com. And Sam, Alice, it really is a blessing to have you here in the bunker, and it was you know, worth the trip to Canton for us just to fellowship with you two, to meet Russ Dizdar, for Sharon for the first time, and L.A. Marzulli, Tom Horn, and Tom and Anita we'd not met, and Joe we had not met before this.
And the Horns, I can't say this enough, they knew us, they didn't know us from Adam. They saw what we were doing, and I guess we were vented by other people that were with us and Tom Dunn's endorsement for us to do this. They came to us and said, hey, we'd be glad to have you do this for us. Would it be a burden? They are genuine people.
Yes, they
They're very sensitive to our work because we're doing this as our offering, and it was not too much to do. We wanted to do it in a professional manner. Always can do it better, and they're just wonderful people to work with. I recommend not only to check their ministry out. Russ Dizdar, we went to his house afterwards, and he is a very balanced man.
Yes, he is.
A very humble man. And, you know, there again, we'll do anything we can to help support their ministry. L.A. Marzulli was humbled when we emailed him, said, is it possible we could cover this for you? He's never had this done before to this extent of 12 hours. And he wants to put this into modules so people can learn more about how he's doing and break it down and so people can absorb it, digest it, ask questions about it. So that we've been blessed by the people we've been led to that are in this ministry. And I suggest and invite everyone to follow that path. Yep. And to give of their services as well.
Sam and Alice Miller, Pathways Media Productions. Again, a link in the show notes and a link to the audio from the and video from the Canton Conference will be posted at PIDradio.com. Again, a real blessing to have you here, and we look forward to continuing the conversation as soon as I turn off the microphones here.
That's amazing.
But we got to get this uploaded to the web because people are waiting on it. Coming up this weekend, we're going to talk about the hidden faith of the Founding Fathers, which was probably the most disturbing presentation I heard in the Nashville Conference. Chris Pinto, his new video, The Hidden Faith of the Founding Fathers, it talks about what they actually believed and how it's being misrepresented to further a particular political agenda. That is Friday on VFTB Live, Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time at blogtalkradio.com/PID Radio. Until tomorrow, I'm Derek Gilbert. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. PID Radio is a production of the PID Radio Network, a division of Gilbert House. Please visit our website at PIDradio.com, where you'll find show notes and links to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. We wish to thank all those who help undergird and underwrite our ministry through prayers, feedback, and donations. To contact us directly, email us at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. Opening music adapted from The Alchemist's Tower by Kevin MacLeod, www.incompetech.com. Closing music, New Day Coming by Steve Grace, stevegrace.com. Content, copyright Gilbert House, and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derives 3.0 Unported License. For more information, see creativecommons.org.
Gonna step up to the microphone, say it loud and clear. A better day is coming soon to get us out of here.